It's a big wide mouth paper.
Yeah, it's got a, I've got all different sizes in there.
Whatever they are.
Whatever they are, I've got a whole bunch of them. I use them when I'm canning like crazy. What are they called? Tell me.
Foam.
Yeah.
But what about if you have a buggy with horses and all, the thing that you use to crack around the ears?
Yep.
Buggy whip. And when you go to the grocery store, the grocer probably puts your purchases in...
Paper sack.
Paper sack. Mm-hmm. Is there any other type of sack that you know about, maybe made of a coarse, rough...
Burlap bag.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Burlap. I was thinking potato sack, because that's what I use to drag potatoes or digging potatoes. No, I don't think so. Burlap.
You ever heard of something called a croca sack?
Uh-uh.
Heard
a what now?
Croca sack.
Croca. Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
Never heard.
What about a toe sack?
Yeah, toe sack. Yeah.
Is that the same thing as the burlap?
Burlap.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the amount, let's say, of corn that a farmer might take to the mill at one time? Any particular name for that? Maybe the amount of corn he could take at one time, or the amount of wood that he could carry in his arms at one time?
Load.
Just a load?
Load of corn, load of wood.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a turn of corn?
Turn.
Something like that? Haven't heard of that. And this thing right here, you'd have to replace if it burns out. That's the
bulb.
Light bulb. Okay. When you take out your clothes to hang them up to dry, what would you probably, if you don't have a dryer, what would you take them out in?
A hamper.
A hamper or a clothes.
Hamper, clothes, bag, clothes. Clothes hamper is what I call it.
Or it might be made out of plastic or...
Yeah. They're hampers.
Hampers. Mm-hmm. What about a clothes basket?
Yeah, basket. We usually call it a hamper.
Okay. What about something like a barrel, except maybe smaller, but nails might come in?
Keg.
Okay. And if you would just bottle something, some liquid, something that you might put in the mouth of the bottle to keep it from spilling out?
Cork.
And what about this thing? It's a musical instrument. Play with your mouth.
Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. Heard that call anything else?
Juice harp.
Juice harp.
Harmonica and mouth organ.
Mouth organ. Okay. And this thing, a tool that you've used to drive nails.
Hammer.
We'll ask a few questions about a wagon. See what you know about wagons. That wooden thing that goes between the horses, long wooden thing. Do you know what that's called?
That's not the tongue. Is it the tongue? Okay. I was thinking harness and stuff. Yoke and all that. All right. Tongue.
That's the wagon wheel, right in the middle, you have a hub and the spokes come out from the hub. What would you call the outer part of the wagon wheel? You'd say that's the...
Rim?
The rim of the wheel. You know what the traces are?
That's the lines that go from the driver to the horse's harness.
Do you know what... What do the traces come back and attach to? Kind of a horizontal wooden block sort of thing?
I've seen it, but I don't know what they call
them. Single tree?
Single tree, that's right.
And of course, if you have two horses, both single trees would be attached to a double tree.
Heard
of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about...
Let me get Ben. Sure. I need to get him something to eat.
Let's see, where was it? Oh, yeah. If you saw a man ride by his wagon and he had a load of wood in it, came back a little later, the wagon's empty, came back a few minutes later, full again, just went back and forth like he thought that, you'd say he was doing what?